Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
Okay, we've been playing Mario and Luigi Paper Jam for the Nintendo 3DS because Nintendo sent us a copy and we thought we would check it out. Here's what happens. A book falls off a shelf and suddenly the world of Mario as you know it and Paper Mario have been shoved together. And people are freaking out.
They're going crazy with it.
So that means two Marios, two Princess Peaches, and two Bowsers. You know what happens when two Bowsers get together? They get really mad, and then they decide, wait, we should capture two Princess Peaches. Well, guess what happens then? Two Marios and two Luigis
have to go save
her. Get them. This is the basic plot of Mario and Luigi Paper Jam for the Nintendo 3DS. This is the next in a line of role-playing games, RPGs, starring Mario and Luigi that go back all the way, I think, to, man, maybe the Game Boy. I can't remember the original game, but it is a series of games. Like, there was Mario and Luigi and the Star... I can't remember. I should have this written down. I'm an idiot. Here's the bottom line. Do you like role-playing games?
I'll bring
games?
In your other Obi.
I know.
From the other version.
Paper Obi to get in here. I don't know what's wrong with me. But this is a Japanese-style RPG with active combat elements. If that made your eyes roll back, let me tell you how it works. Mario roams around a world. He runs into a bad guy. You go to a separate screen where Mario and his party attack the bad guys and their party. But it has things where you can, like, hit attack, and then when they run over to attack you, you can jump and maybe stomp on their head or maybe just avoid their attack. It's one of those things that I don't think... If you don't like that kind of game, I don't think this game is going to convince you. But if you do like this kind of game, Mario & Luigi is among the best of those kinds of games. It's a role-playing game that takes place in the Mario universe, and it's a lot of fun. They've also added some things that are a little annoying about RPGs to speed it up a little bit. Mario & Luigi Paper Jam lets you hold down the R button and fast-forward through dialogue. You're like, oh, can we go faster?
Yes, you can. Even faster than that.
If you don't want to sit through long tutorials, there's now a little button down there called the battle guide. You can click that and go through all of it if you want, or you can just skip everything because you're so smart you already know what you're doing. And Mario and Luigi Paper Jam has amiibo integration. So if you've got some Mario amiibos or some from the Marioverse, you can actually tap them to your 3DS, the new 3DS, or one with an adapter, and you can use those to get bonuses and all this kind of stuff. Overall, Mario & Luigi Paper Jam, again, if you don't like role-playing games, this is not going to make you a believer. But if you like Mario and you do like role-playing games, Nintendo continues to make a really excellent case for the 3DS, because let's be honest, you can get games for free on your phone, and everybody's got a phone, but I continue to see games coming to the 3DS that you really can't make work very well on a phone and are a lot of fun. So you want to know more about some of those games or what else we've been playing, remember to check out riot.radiou.com, and if you've got something you feel like we've missed, you can always email us, riot@radiou.com.
Well, there you can sign up for the Riot podcast,
yes,
for
indeed.
Our Riot Control.
It's what Nikki said.